You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm your host, Lisa Hale. The spotlight will be shining on Northeast Wisconsin this week. Of course, the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay, but many of us are celebrating Easter weekend, and it's Earth Day on Tuesday. So we're focusing some of this issue on the unique connections we're finding, like this one. Did you know Earth Day originated in Wisconsin? Learn why it's important coming up. We're also taking a look at the efforts by the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance to clean up our area waterways. It's our cover story, and they have an event coming up right before the NFL draft. Do you try to recycle? Well, our Amanda Nimmer has an entire rant on how we could all do just a little bit better. Pete Schwabe has his classic cinema pick of the week. You'll hear the music of Nettle Hill. The sibling duo is our Wisconsin act to watch, and you'll hear why when they're in our artist spotlight. We also have stories for you on rebuilding the shipbuilding industry in Wisconsin and the United States. And as we may have mentioned, the NFL draft is just a few days away. So we have a special correspondent ready to run down the field to tell you what you need to know and how to get around. Let's start with the green and gold. Your Packers are an impressive energy-efficient team between the upgrades in boilers, chillers, and lights around all the facilities, but you may be surprised by the effort to throw the ball even further during the NFL draft and in support of Earth Day. Terry Barr opens up this edition of New Wisco Weekend.
It's about time to kick off the NFL draft in Green Bay. So many events are going to be happening, and we're going to keep you updated all during the week. There's one in particular that caught my eye, and this ties into Earth Day and then also the draft. Joining me to talk about this is Michael Bergman, and Michael is the City of Green Bay Communications Director. Michael, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Terry. I appreciate the opportunity.
How in the world do you put football and Earth Day together? What do they have to do with each other?
Well, you know, Green Bay, we will find a way to squish football into anything. It was kind of a no-brainer for us. We have the Conservation Corps who works out of Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. They do a spring cleanup every year, but timing it out along with the draft, we're going to have a lot of extra people in town. Let's make sure all of the city's amenities look the best that they possibly can. What we're going to be doing out at Bay Beach, planting trees, putting new mulch down, ripping up garlic mustard, cutting down phragmites, and then just general park cleanup. So far, we've had a wonderful outpouring of people. University groups are stepping up, different school groups, elementary school kids. We're actually, it's lovely to have this, but we had to cap attendance. There's only so much work to be done and so much room for everybody. But we're still about 50 shy of that. So if people are interested, it's still open.
And how would people, if they are interested, because it seems if it has something to do with the draft, people want to help. What do they need to do to try to be part of this event? And the cleanup is obviously what it's all about.
We do have a sign up that we're working on. So anyone who wants to find that can go to greenbaywi.gov. We feel very confident that it's going to be a great event.
You are going to be positioned at Bay Beach, or are you going to be cleaning up all around the city just to make it look really great for the draft?
I'll tell you what. So this event on Tuesday, the 22nd, is happening exclusively within the Wildlife Sanctuary. But oh my goodness, if you go to Facebook and you search Earth Day Green Bay, there are cleanup events all around town. Everybody is really doing their best to shine Green Bay. And we want to be able to showcase it. We're going to have more people in this city than we ever have.
What is the estimate of the number of people that could come through Green Bay in the next week?
So we are hearing anywhere from 200,000 to 240,000.
Now remind me again, what's the population?
We're just over 100,000. So Yeah, it's we're going to be bulging at the seams, but oh, you know what? From the draft footprint to downtown, there are so many events that people will be able to spread out and enjoy the city.
I've been talking with Michael Bergman, and Michael is with the City of Green Bay as the Communications Director. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Terry. Good to talk to you.
Terry tells me the team is also increasing recycling bins, biodegradable foodware, and more during the draft and beyond. Speaking of the NFL draft, here's Conrad Krieger with a look at what's going to happen in downtown Green Bay this week.
In case you haven't heard, the 2025 NFL Draft is heading to New Wisco. This three-day event is happening right in your backyard, and you won't want to miss it. You don't know the next time a big event like this will happen in Green Bay. Let's make a plan to have the best time possible at the draft. This event takes place Thursday, April 24th to Saturday, April 26th. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers Director of Public Affairs, shares more.
Thursday, Friday opens at noon. Saturday open at 9. Actually, on Saturday, some more of the information has been announced. But Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we're going to do, leaning into the unique traditions of Green Bay and the Packers, the bike kids. And there's some things going on around it, but Saturday morning, we're going to do a bike parade through the draft campus. And the campus stretches, as you said, the theater's on Oneida Street on the east side, the parking lot, but across the north end of Lambeau Field, over to the west side parking lot, then to Titletown is the draft experience.
Right.
And Lambeau Field's going to be part of the campus. So I think for people that are going to come and just walk around and soak up the energy. You can watch the draft in the theater, you know, straight on that huge structure. But then you go into Lambeau Field and you can sit inside Lambeau, sit in the bowl, watch the draft on the screens. And then you can wander over and into the draft experience on the west side over into Titletown. There's going to be big screens up everywhere, food, beverage, activities, autographs, all sorts of stuff for the kids and adults, these galleries that are going to be set up. But stay tuned for details on that. But also during the days of the draft, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's going to be activities inside Lambeau. You can watch the draft.
Right.
But there's also going to be other activities that you can participate in inside Lambeau. So stay tuned for that on OnePass, where you need to download that. It's got all the info you're going to need.
The NFL OnePass app, available on the App Store and the Google Play Store, gives you free access to the draft. Make sure you register and have the QR code ready when you get to the event. Once you get in there, there's a lot to be explored. The draft experience for the fans is one to be excited for. This event allows fans of all teams to participate and enjoy games, interactive exhibits, player appearances, and youth-focused activities. This is an event for all ages and fans to test their football skills. Touchdown Downtown has a lot of events for the kickoff. Field Fest at City Stadium, Wednesday, April 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is a free event, is an event for kids to show off their skills and have a good time. Then later in the day, Draft City Music Fest kicks off at 4 p.m. at Leisch Park. Transit is a big concern for those 3 days. Aaron Popke shares how to get around the Green Bay area.
Got updated maps that just got posted last night and this morning. Discover Green Bay has some good maps. Packers.com. The One Pass certainly has information that gets you those maps. Plan your day a little bit and get on over there. It's going to be so fun. Download the app if you're an app person. It's all right there. But if you like to go online on your desktop or your laptop ahead of time, you can do that through NFL.com, the draft information there, and Discover Green Bay's webpage, greenbay.com. It's all right there. So you just need to do a little homework and then make your way over there. There's plenty of parking nearby. Green Bay, Patty Kiewicz, Green Bay Metro, they've got a shuttle set up from downtown here. If you don't want to drive over there, just park downtown, take the bus, and Patty's team will get you over there, drop you off. Ride share is going to be a big part of it. So if you like Uber, Lyft, and taxis, there's going to be a really smooth way to get over there that way. The parking in the neighborhoods. It's the game day tradition. It's not unlike a game day.
The NFL Draft is going to be an event you won't want to miss. Make sure you get out April 24th through the 26th for a once-in-a-lifetime event. For more information on draft details and events, get the OnePass app or go to downtowngreenbay.com. For New Wisco Weekend Sports, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin.
But there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last full year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships, and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him.
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
This week on WGBW and WISS, Terry Barr and myself will keep you up to date on some of the events happening each day with the NFL Draft in Green Bay. You can also find those reports and information on our websites, WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Look for the 2025 Draft Update. Other things you'll find on our website, Remembering Vietnam, remembering the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, as told by John Mino from his book, 50 Strong. It's brought to you by The Dispensary. Also on our websites, you can click on our new Wisco 411. That's your community calendar telling you everything going on in Northeast Wisconsin. Brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. This is New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
You know I need your love.
When we come back to New Wisco Weekend, spring weather and a fun movie, Easter eggs and commentary, and our cover story on an Earth Day cleanup with the NFL. This is New Wisco Weekend.
It's been you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, recycling commentary from Amanda Nimmer. But first, we've got Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
This week's classic pick was inspired by Civic Media's own Joel Karnick of 98Q Country in beautiful Park Falls. I was a recent guest on Joel's show, and we did a top 5 movie list. His mention of Jim Carrey made me remember one of my all-time favorite films, Dumb and Dumber. The film was released in 1994 and stars Carrey and Jeff Daniels, two lovable characters just dumb enough to be dangerous and with a cumulative IQ of about 50. The two best pals can't catch a break and are so dumb they wouldn't know if they got one anyway. And thank goodness for stupidity, as it brings major laughs laughs in this almost perfect comedy. That's right. Don't let the title fool you. This is actually a very clever and smart comedy. The story is set into motion when limo driver Lloyd drives Mary Swanson, played by Lauren Holly, to the airport. Thinking she left a briefcase behind accidentally, Lloyd springs into action, grabs the briefcase, and tries to catch Mary before she gets on a plane. He fails hilariously and now has a locked briefcase full of ransom money. Lloyd talks Harry into road tripping to Aspen, Colorado in Lloyd's dog-themed car called the Shaggin' Wagon. In this particular scene, the duo pick up a hitchhiker played by Mike Starr, a recent Nightlight guest who is actually trying to hunt them down.
Are you guys going to Davenport? My car died and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers, but I'm gonna go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! 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 Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy.
Dumb and Dumber came out in 1994 and immediately established brothers Peter and Bobby Farrelly as rock star comedy writers. As legend has it, the brothers Farrelly leaned on Wisconsin natives David and Jerry Zucker as mentors while trying to get through their first film. It didn't hurt that Ace Ventura: Pet Detective came out and established Carrie as the biggest star in America while in the middle of filming Dumb and Dumber. The Farrellys made it through the project and it was a giant hit, pulling in about $250 million worldwide. Not bad for your first outing as a director if you are Peter Farrelly. There is some great trivia associated with the film. Harry and Lloyd are named after actor and silent film star Harold Lloyd. Nicolas Cage and Gary Oldman were the original choices to play Harry and Lloyd. Dumb and Dumber went to number one on the box office charts, making Carrie the first actor to have three number one hits in the same year, alongside Ace Ventura and The Mask. And maybe my favorite fun fact about the film, the Farrelly brothers did not want Jeff Daniels for the role of Harry. It was Jim Carrey who fought for him. To make Carrey happy, the production made Daniels an extremely low offer of $50,000. Jeff Daniels accepted, to everyone's surprise, including his agent, who thought the film would ruin his career. So having said all that, what are the chances you're going to watch Dumb and Dumber since it's this week's classic movie pick? Likely? 1 in 100? 1 in 1 billion?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Dumb and Dumber is a comedy classic, and it's this week's classic movie pick. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabe.
Today is a time to take care of Mother Nature both on the land and in the sky. And boy, does she mix together some interesting concoctions that we have to deal with in the spring. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Coming out of the dead of winter, thawing the ground for growth to potholes on the pavement and wintry mixed messes. Now the temperatures start to even out as we count down the days until the final frost. And with the winds of the seasons changing and storms bringing needed rain in, problems start to arise. Over the past few months, we've had over 500 wildfires in Wisconsin, which have burned over 2,000 acres of our beautiful land and woods, from state parks to prairies. Parts of Wisconsin still remain in a drought. Here's Amy Penn from the Wisconsin DNR.
Yeah, so spring is the number one season for us for wildfires in the Midwest. And that's, you know, coming off of the winter, the snow is melting, the grasses and everything is all brown and dry, it's cured. And so then it, you know, starts to warm up a little bit, gets a little breezy. And then that's when also coincides with when people are cleaning up their yards. Again, back to the debris burning as the number one cause. So yeah, our longest, biggest season is in the spring, generally from March. And then it usually that goes until usually the end of May, by the time like everyone's grass is starting to really green up, but it takes even longer in the woods.
And while the recent rain may be helping with the wildfire risk, it's bursting pollen from the budding trees and making allergies even worse. As winds whip them into our deteriorating air quality, it exacerbates our symptoms. Research says that on average, the pollen season is about 3 weeks longer now than it was 50 years ago. You can thank climate change for that, as more and more particles are being produced and released and for longer. Another thing that's happening right now, which is rather magnificent, a massive bird migration. Millions upon millions of them flocked north just over the past week. It's a true sign of spring arriving in the state. And you can also expect some critters to start popping out too, from ticks to bugs and bees. One research facility in our state actually wants you to collect ticks and send them in for research. Because as you know, these creepy crawlies are prone to carrying diseases. And last year, more than 70% found were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were deer or black-legged ticks, which those have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. And the Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. When before, those were typically found in warmer climates. But now, go figure, they're being spotted up here. And those spread diseases like the meat allergy and the Rocky Mountain spotted fever. All in all, it's in our instincts to crave warmer and brighter weather, especially after a long winter. But it does come back to bite us. From mosquitoes and black flies emerging and more. Like rising cold rivers, creating hypothermia quicker, and flooding concerns with the constant rain. Spring is sprung. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Up next on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story. But first, listen to this audio clip. It's part of a speech by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in support of the first Earth Day. So picture it. It's 1970, and he's focused on finding answers following several environmental catastrophes, including a huge oil spill impacting Santa Barbara's area of California. So here's part of his plea from that time. 55 years ago.
I don't think there's any other issue viewed in its broadest sense, which is as critical to mankind, as the issue of the quality of the environment in which we live. Our goal is not just an environment of clean air and water and scenic beauty. Our goal is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all human beings and all other living creatures. Are we able? Yes. Are we willing? That's the unanswered question.
Again, that's Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson and part of his 1970 speech in support of Earth Day. Nelson later leads the way in creating many of our nation's environmental laws, including the Clean Air, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, and the Environmental Education Act. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1995 for his Earth Day efforts, and his daughter, Tia Nelson, is based here in Wisconsin. She continues his work here today. This is New Wisco Weekend. This is New Wisco Weekend. For WGBW and WISS, I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for our cover story. I'm joined today by Dan Beckwith. Dan is the communications specialist for the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance in New Wisco. We're going to talk about Earth Day and a special Earth Day preseason pickup that's happening in connection with the NFL draft coming to the greater Green Bay area this next week. Dan, before we dig into all that great information you have to share with us, tell me a little bit about the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance. What is it? And what does it do?
Yeah, the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is a nonprofit organization who is just dedicated solely to restoring and protecting the waters of the Fox Wolf Watershed. And you may ask, what's a watershed? Well, a watershed is a geographical area where all rain and snowmelt, all water that hits the ground, drains to the same location. For instance, with the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance, basically, if you're in the Appleton, Green Bay TV market, so up to Crandon, through the Fox Valley, down to Fond du Lac, and then up to Green Bay, that's our watershed. And basically, whenever a raindrop falls from the sky onto the ground, it hits the ground, goes into the ground, and washes through various streams and rivers, through the Winnebago system, up the Fox River, and out into the Bay of Green Bay. It's the single largest tributary to Lake Michigan, and I think it's the third largest tributary in all of the Great Lakes. So we have our region is very important for a lot of people, not just here at home, but you know, in the Great Lakes region. So basically what we do is we work with everybody who wants to work with us in making better environmentally conscious decisions when working with water. And that could be farmers, that could be municipalities, that could be just regular Joe Schmoes in their backyard. Because the thing is that water, it connects us all. You may hear that a lot, but it really is the truth. You know, what happens upstream absolutely affects downstream, and we're all in this connected via our water. So we're you may not have heard of us, but we're kind of a big deal. Wow, I don't know if I want to use that, but we cover 10% of the state, and it's like 6,500 square miles, and so it's a we have a big impact, we have a big footprint, and we're doing great work.
And one of the things that I know the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance does is every year there's a big cleanup where you start and everybody goes out and they're cleaning up the waterways and picking up trash and everything. That's coming up. But today I wanted to talk about what you're doing, something called the preseason pickup. It's an Earth Day cleanup along the Fox River Trail, and it's connected to the NFL draft. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay that week of Earth Day. So I think it's April 25th. That whole week is draft week. So all of NFL Nation is coming to Green Bay. I think they said something like, three times of the population will be there at some point. So we thought this would be a great opportunity for us to show how awesome Green Bay is and how well we protect our water. So what better way to do that than to do a fun, easy trail cleanup right along the Fox River, just to make sure that there's no trash litter that's getting into the rivers. And we're just putting on the best shine on our wonderful, wonderful city of Green Bay before everybody starts coming to town. You know, so
are you expecting football players? I mean, the reason why I say this is I know NFL Green, which is, you know, their environmental focused section of the NFL. It's going to be involved in this. So are you expecting NFL to help out with the pickup?
Yeah, so we are partnering with NFL Green. They were so kind enough to reach out to us and say, hey, let's get together. Let's do something for draft week. So, and I think they're actually also doing tree plantings with the Oneida Nation as well around that time. So they're really making a big impact in our area. As for the NFL, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We're all about clean water, and we'll take all the bodies that we can get. So if this is a body that's 6'4", 250, and they're, you know, they're a fullback, we'll take them. But you could also be 4'10", you know, and 10 years old. I don't know, you know. So it's an event for everybody, no matter what you do. Even if you don't like football, even if you love football, if you love Green Bay, you love the Fox River, come on out, give us a hand and make Green Bay shine for the rest of the nation.
How do people get involved in this? If they want to come out and be a part of the preseason pickup, how do they get involved?
It's super easy. All you got to do is just let us know you're coming. And so you'd have to register at our website, fox-wolf.org, and you'll see a big green tile with the draft logo on it. You give that a click, and then that'll take you to the registration form. Spots are limited. I know we have four sections of the river that we of the trail that we are cleaning up, and one section is already full. Another section, I think, has three spots left, and then the other two, there's still some spots, but they're going to go fast.
So get in there and get registered for it if you want to participate on this with this on Earth Day, right?
Definitely. It's from 12 to 2, so it's not too much of a time commitment. It should be a beautiful day. So it'll be a good opportunity to get out and clean up our spaces, but also enjoying the beautiful weather. Hopefully, Chris, fingers crossed. I hope I didn't just jinx it for everybody. I'm sorry if it's going to be a bad day that day weather-wise.
Dan, if you jinx the NFL draft, I know people who are going to be so angry with you. They don't want snow on those.
No way. Man, that's when we first heard about the draft coming to town, right? That was my first initial thing. It was like, oh my gosh, it's April. Like, it was like 5 years ago, we got 3 feet of snow in the middle of April. What's going to happen?
But exactly.
From what I could tell by the forecast, it looks pretty good.
Excellent. So that's happening right before the draft. Then kind of almost right after the draft, you guys have another event coming up. And that's the big one that you always do. Tell me just a little bit about that so that we can hit on it.
Yeah, you said it right. That's the big one. It's one of the largest volunteer cleanups in the state. It's the Fox Wolf Watershed Cleanup. And every year, about over 1,500, 1,600 volunteers get together to pick up litter and trash in over 70 locations across our watershed. So that could be parks, trails, riverbanks. All over the place. And so that's actually happening May 3rd. And we have some opportunities for people to still sign up for that as well.
And how do they sign up?
It's the same spot as the preseason pickup. So you go to fox-wolf.org and there's going to be a tile there that says, a big tile that says watershed cleanup. Give that a click and then you'll be able to let us know you're coming.
Excellent. Is there anything about either the preseason pickup or about the actual, you know, the big one that you're going to do on May 3rd that you want to mention that we haven't hit on yet?
This is definitely a big collaborative effort because this is a huge, huge event. The preseason pickup may not be as big, but it's just as important. So it takes a lot of people to make it work and work smoothly. So we definitely want to thank our sponsors and all of our volunteers that sign up. Really, this would not be possible without the people doing it. So again, if you're interested in taking part, picking up some trash, making your little patch of the watershed a little cleaner, please help us out, sign up, and we'd be happy to see you there at the cleanup, at either one, the preseason pickup or the watershed cleanup.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Easter is this Sunday. If you're coloring and hiding Easter eggs, you may feel like you have to take out a loan. Joanne Krulatz has more on egg prices and Easter celebrations.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dying everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of the planet Earth. Why? Probably because it houses all of us, gives us air, gives us good weather once in a while. It's a pretty decent place to live. And usually, when you enjoy living somewhere, you want to take care of it, right? You know, like your home, maybe your car, preferably your children, your pets if you have them. But in this instance, it should be planet Earth as well. That should definitely be on your responsibility list. For more than just one day a year, which, by the way, Earth Day is Tuesday, April 22nd. Go plant a tree or something. And take a listen to this while you consider your Earth Day activities. Because I have some massive beef with the Wisconsin recycling programs. Because quite frankly, they suck. Did you know that in Wisconsin, the entirety of the state, they really only accept number one and number two plastics to recycle. Everything else is trash. And if they're not recycled in a proper way, they will throw them out as well. While 52% of households may be recycling, the percentage of that that actually makes it into a recycle facility and not a landfill is significantly lower due to poor practices of recycling or the programs that are offered. Like the fact that, again, Wisconsin only accepts number one and number two plastics as recyclable materials. And I don't know about you, but when I check my plastics, I have threes, fours, and fives. And it's bothersome. It's bothersome that this crap is going to end up in a landfill. And there's really no incentive other than caring about your planet in order to recycle. It's just not in everyone's front mind. And while places like Milwaukee and Madison have higher percentages than the rest of the state for plastic and garbage that actually makes it to the recycling facilities, it's still not enough. And we can do better. You can do better. You can do better by writing, and I mean this, write to your capital, write to your political leaders and let them know that our recycling programs are absolute trash and we can do better. We can do so much better. For instance, I was in Germany for some time and they pay you to recycle. It's called the Fahn system, and it was implemented a handful of years ago, and actually they got the idea from Spain. So basically, there is a deposit on all bottles in Germany, which, I mean, it's not even detrimental to the price of the product. And these stores incentivize people to return them by having the Pfandautomaten at the front or the back of every store, where you can return the bottles, plastic bottles, aluminum, glass, single-use plastic, cans, and other containers. And it will tally up all the deposits, you will get a receipt, and you can take it to a cashier to either cash out, or you can use it in the store for groceries, or what have you. Does that not sound amazing? And yes, in Wisconsin, you can turn in your aluminum cans to the aluminum facilities and get paid for those. But that's just one option. With the Pfandautomaten, you have several different options. This is what we need. And if we can't get it, then at the very least, we need changes to our recycling program. Because did you know there's seven different types of plastic out there? And Wisconsin's only taking one and two out of seven. That's not right. Do yourself a favor. And I say yourself because, again, this is your planet too. Look up the proper way to recycle. Don't just assume the facility is going to do it because, quite frankly, the state doesn't have the budget or the people to sort your garbage for you. It's your responsibility to get it right the first time. And the last time I wrote in, this was the response I got. But if people learned how to recycle better and do it the right way, they would then be able to use more of their own resources toward accepting other plastics. It's got to start with you. So hop to it. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Next, the artist spotlight for the weekend. It's a sibling duo with a unique sound and a fun story. It's on the way and coming up on New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. So our musical spotlight this week features a brother and sister duo that got their start on a whim. They were recent guests on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Here's John Mino and Nettle Hill.
Yeah, we're the band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchoville, Wisconsin.
So Liz, it's you and your brother?
Yes, yeah.
And how's that working out?
Great. I mean, we always got along. I mean, there are a few incidences as right. children. But
are we going there?
No. Are we going there?
We've been Stitches. Getting along great.
All right. And then you brought this guy in.
Yeah. We're working on the adoption papers.
So. And John, you're all.
So we grew up 5 miles down the road.
Right. High school. Yeah, they all seem the same age.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Go Panthers.
Yeah. You got it.
Well, that's great. So. And if you always been in music, you seem like you
Pretty much, yeah. So I sang, I had like classical training, and JD would like steal my guitar when we were in high school, I think. Yep. And that's how he learned how to play.
I've picked this up over the years, and I'm still learning this thing. My biggest fear is like someone really knowing what they're doing, hearing me, like, oh, well, whatever you're doing,
there's some great sounds coming out of it. Tell us about your history. How did you guys get, you know, how'd you put it all together and make some money doing music?
We're still working on that part.
I said making money.
Kind of a drunken night. I was at a show in Manitowoc, and the bands were playing, and I walked up to like the promoter of that event, and I said, hey, you know my brother JD? Yeah, we sing together, and we're in a band. We could open, you know, for one of your shows. And he's like, cool, that's awesome. 2 days later, he books us, but I hadn't told JD that we were a band yet.
Totally.
Yeah, you listen to your sister. Yeah.
So then we had to do all the things, come up with the name, and get our 45-minute set list, and then we just went
like
from there.
That?
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Tell me about the name.
Yeah, Nettle Hill. We were looking for a band name because we just made up a band on a whole cloth. We better have a name. Right around the time we were looking for a name, there was an article in our Herald Times newspaper about the history of Cato, which is a town not too far from where I grew up. And that town's name was originally Nettle Hill. She sends me that and says, what do you think about that?
Wow, is that
There's
cool.
our name.
We're the band Nettle Hill. This is our song, 7 Years.
Beautiful.
He's a liar when he looks at me. I feel the fire. I'm a long, long way from home. I'm not sleeping on my own. He ain't gotta know.
All right. Did you write that?
I wrote that.
You wrote that one. That is so cool. Tell us again about your voice training, though. What a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had some lessons in high school. I think classical training is the way to go, no matter what, you know, avenue you go. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to go back for some more vocal training, I think.
Right.
You know.
When are you guys going to have some? When are you going to drop an album?
We got one out from a couple years ago. We recorded it during the pandemic or whatever.
Really?
So 2020. Yep, it's on all the streaming things and such. So that was on there. But we're just about done with the, well, we're finishing up the second one.
We've got our music on, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all the places you can get it. You can buy our CD on our website, nettlehillband.com. We've got the one out right now, and we've got another one in the works very soon.
When you came to me, brokenhearted, lonely man nursing cold.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, our Earth Day, Easter, and NFL draft issue. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Joanne Krulatz, Pete Schwaba, and our commentator, Amanda Nimmer. If there's something you'd like to hear again, just visit civicmedia.us and click on our podcast. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.